You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. Jackson's only parking garage could see some added barriers. The town council is considering adding a gate and ticketing system after police said some drivers and business owners are misusing the free 48-hour spots.
It's being used for, you know, long-term vehicle storage for folks, sometimes even up to 3 cars for one person. And then also people are like making money by renting cars out of there.
That's Jackson Hole News and Guide Justice reporter Kate Reddy, who recently took a walk through the garage. She says she saw several Porsches all being stored there and rented out to visitors, and that police told her that van lifers and nearby hotel guests are also overstaying their welcome. The council is considering a proposal where the 2 days would still be free, but people would be charged after that to make sure the garage is being used for what it was built for.
And that is for downtown employees to be able to park while they go to work at, you know, the brewery or maybe like a retail shop.
Reddy says solutions are not being proposed for the larger long-term storage issue at this time. A coalition of environmental groups filed a proposal recently for managing the Colorado River after current rules expire in 2026. As KUNC's Alex Hager reports, the proposal brings wildlife into the contentious discussion of how Western states should use the river's supply.
Authors of the proposal say they don't want it to go against states' desires. John Berggren with Western Resource Advocates says they want to help states craft water management plans that also help ecosystems throughout the Southwest.
Regardless of what is decided, if you integrate these ideas into those annual operations, you can have your water supply security, which the states want, but then you also get these environmental benefits that make sure that you do have a healthy flowing river.
Proposals from states, tribes, and environmental groups will be reviewed by the federal government. Officials hope to draft a consensus plan for managing the Colorado River before the end of this year. I'm Alex Hager.
There are 90,000 fewer voters in Wyoming today than there were in 2022. That's according to data from the Wyoming Secretary of State. Cowboy state law requires county clerks to remove the names of voters who don't vote in the most recent general election. Tom Laycock of Wyoming AARP says voters should check their status as soon as possible.
The simplest way to figure out if you've been purged or not is simply to call your county clerk, give them your name, and they can tell you whether or not you've been purged from the system and need to re-register or not. Otherwise, feel free to head down to the county clerk's office.
Due to legislation passed in 2023, voters must register their party affiliation by May 15th, and the early in-person voting window for the state primary, as well as the general election, has been reduced from 45 days to 28. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.